You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
And I am Joel Dusha, and I'm back.
And that's
the
right.
The effervescent Joel Dusha.
Joel Dusha. Do not adjust your dials, because it's us three again.
It's
like
not
the old times.
We're bringing it's the not classic out from behind the paywall, except
yeah,
this time it's just regular.
It's just, and also pure coincidence.
Yeah.
These are the people who were available. That's why you're getting them. Okay?
It's not 2013. It's not 2014. It is 2021,
Absolutely.
And I'm just back.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah, it's a reunion episode, but by accident.
Yeah.
Someone
honestly
asked me legitimately recently if I'm on Shut Up A Second anymore, because they saw an episode that said featuring Joel Dusha, and it didn't seem like a joke, and I was actually in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not in the normal episodes very often. But to that one person who I cannot remember, here
go.
I am.
Here he is, the man, the myth, legend. We're talking about sweating. Today's topic is sweating.
I'm sweaty, like just
me
in
too.
General, as a human being. I'm a sweaty human being.
Well, yeah, because to be honest, both of you are sweaters. Me, I don't sweat so much. I'm
no,
not
you're
so
not
sweaty.
A sweaty boy. You're not a sweaty boy.
I'm shiny. I'm shiny.
You're just greasy.
But I'm greasy, not sweaty, which is true about me, you know.
Well, one thing that's interesting about you not being sweaty is that you have very wet hands all the time.
Yeah.
So maybe you sweat solely from your palms.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a dog.
Yeah, that is a dog sweat. I wish,
dog sweats.
Imagine I panted as well. Like, just like...
Oh, Jackson's hot. He's trying to cool down.
He's trying to cool down. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to sweat. Yeah.
Do you reckon you don't sweat, Jackson, because of how you consume liquid, which is huge amounts without really taking... You're just like constantly rehydrating from 0 to 100% all the time?
Yeah, because I do drink big. Like when I drink,
I drink big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am... It's cool to think that I'm maybe the most hydrated on this episode now. When was the last water you had? Last liquid?
Like, 10 minutes ago, I had like half a liter, and I've had at least my minimum 2 liters today.
Okay, that's
so
better than
me. So Zoe's beating you.
Yeah.
I had a Coke
You don't know.
I just did a podcast with you and you didn't drink water once. We just recorded for 50 minutes and you didn't reach for anything.
Maybe I could have had a drink before we started. You don't know.
But that's not 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, fair call. Also, I didn't.
Not shocking, Jack.
I could count the liquids I had today on my hand, and it's not been many. No, coffee in the morning.
Yep.
Swig of milk about midday.
Wag of milk?
A swig.
A swig. A swag of milk.
I said it normal, didn't I? I think that you're just getting confused by my accent. A swag of milk.
Little milky boy.
I had a swag of milk into morning.
Yep.
And then another coffee. And then I have a novelty glass that's in the shape of a big skull that's about like that big. And I filled that with cordial, and I had that. So those are the liquids.
I just want you to know that none of these are water, like just pure water.
I'm still hydrating.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but at the same time,
yeah,
that's the argument to be like, I'm eating. It's KFC, but it's still food.
I'm still getting it in
good
me
for you.
I'm still
two
not sweating.
That would be good right now because I haven't had lunch. Would be one KFC. Mm-hmm. And two, we're recording at 4:50 p.m. Why haven't I eaten lunch? Great question. And cordial, a lot of cordial, really cold cordial.
It's a nice warm day. Cordial goes well on a good warm day.
Look, just to set the tone and the scene and to set everything, it is. So this episode needs to be listened to at 4:50 p.m. on a Tuesday when it's 30 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's where we're recording this.
Yeah, possibly two of you have just been recording podcasts all day. The third has just finished an 8-hour shift.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you've sat down to be like, let's try and be funny for 30 minutes minimum.
And Jack, and then Jack was like, let's talk sweaty. And I'm like, well, guess what? I already am.
Yeah. Well, that's what made me think about it. Because even though I'm not visually super sweaty, underarms, balls, there is sweat accumulating.
There's a swamp happening.
Because I went for a big walk today. I walked for like an hour to go pick up a package. So
Get your license.
Well, the package was, so I, on Twitter, guy who did this gross meaty horror art, like it's all very red and like a meat hell, if you will.
Did you buy meat art?
I bought, some meat art. Anyway, but he's in Japan, so I was like, well, I'll buy it. I got tricked, basically. So this cost me about $80, and it's very little, which annoyed me. So he's like, I'll get an art book, but you got to do it with something called Payee, which is like a proxy, because they don't ship directly to Australia from Japan, so they ship here, and then this company ships it to Australia. So I paid for it. It was like $40. I was like, whatever. He's an independent artist. I like the art. I'll pay $40 for the little art book. Or I didn't know it was little at the time. I just thought it was a book.
Regular
anyway.
Size book.
Yeah. So I buy, and it's like, great. You've paid for it. I picked the kind of postage I wanted. It was like, all done. And then about like 4 days later, I get an email. They're like, it's at the warehouse, ready to be sent. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then it's like, so if you just pay another $40, we'll send it to you in Australia. And I was like, you tricked me. Fuck, because I'm not going to leave it in the warehouse.
Yeah. No, because then it's better to pay more for something than to pay a bunch for nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. So I ended up spending $80 on a tiny, it's like, it's very small. It's about the size of my, I was going to say the size of my head, but I got a big head. But yeah, it's a little book.
Where is it? It's surely it's in your room. You're recording from your room. Grab it.
It's not in my room. It's in the lounge room, but I'll go get it for you. You guys vamp. Go get it.
We'll vamp for a bit. How what big do you think about Jackson?
Yeah, I think he sucks shit, and when he edits his podcast, he should... Hey, Jackson, when you're editing this podcast, go fuck yourself. Also, I did notice that you didn't take your headphones off when you walked away, and even though I can't see you anymore, you can probably hear this. Yeah,
I think Jackson has, like, the energy of a dirty butthole.
Yes! You
like
dogs.
A rat. A rat with a... me? What if a rat, the underside was all butthole? Yeah, but hold it so we can see how thick it is. That's not too bad.
That's worth $80. Like, if you knew that was $80, I think it's just disappointing because you didn't know about it.
You thought you were getting it for $40. Yeah, it's like novel sized, but not quite novel thick, but it's full color images.
Ultimately,
I'm happy about it. But just when I went to the news agency to get it, and I'm like, I got like a book, and he gave me this tiny little package. I was like, God damn it. I wanted something hefty.
You wanted a meaty-sized book full of meat.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about this rat who's all buttholes on the other side.
Yeah.
If it shits, does it go up an inch?
Yes. Well, actually,
it depends on the consistency of the shit, because maybe it slides.
I think it shits like I'm a whole shit. Sorry, that's gross.
I've ruined this.
That's bad.
The rat's underside. So legs come out from the side of its body. Its underside is all anus.
Yeah. Sure.
Fabulous.
But it's going to have shoulders, Zoe, so it's still standing like the way rats do, except rather than the legs being like this, it's like this. Kind of like...
Yeah, okay. It's doing a push-up.
Doing a push-up, yeah.
Oh, wait, hang on.
So it's
I need
all butthole.
I need some clarification.
Yep.
Is it one butthole or many buttholes?
One butthole.
Okay, fabulous.
Is it butthole from chin down?
Yeah. From...
Or neck down.
From neck down, tail to
you don't
neck.
Want its, you don't want its mouth getting near its
no.
butthole.
No, no.
You that would be a design flaw.
Yeah, and this rat will shit one shit every week, and it's the size of a human turd, which is also the same size as its body.
So if you
and
see
so its
a
butthole opens up,
yeah,
it raises a level, and then
it off
drops, it scurries,
and then the rat lifts, and it's all empty now.
Yeah,
and then it's
an empty rat. Imagine seeing a little human shit around your house, and what the first thought you're like. First thought. I was like, first thought, and then I was like, what possibly would your first thought be if you saw it?
No. So I used to spend a lot of time in a really shitty share house, and I think I might have told the story on air, but someone shat in the shower once.
Well, okay. Gross. First of all, that sucks. But I get that if you're in the shower and you're a scumbag, you might take a shit. But what if... tomorrow, you woke up and there was a human shit in the hallway of your home.
In
what
my
would
home
you think?
Now where it's normal people?
Yeah, where it's normal people. What would you
I'd
think?
I'd be so confused.
What would your first thought be?
Well, I only live with my mum and dad, so, like, and I know it's not me.
Yeah.
And it's a human shit. So I got to accuse my parents of shitting on the floor.
Excuse me, parents. One of you has shit on the floor. Who
mother
was it?
We've got to chat about this. And then it would become a game of like Murder on the Orient Express, but more of a who shat on the floor.
Murder on the Orient Express in that everybody did it. That's the trick.
Oh, everybody did a little shit on the floor. Push it together.
Yeah, make one big human shit.
That's how much you know they love each other.
Yeah, but like,
well,
I
that's
just
funny because by everyone working together to do a shit, presumably if you're Poirot in this, Zoe, it means your mom and your dad just took a shit together.
Yeah. They're best
back
friends.
To back? Yeah.
And yes.
They kind of twisted and it braided itself together.
Oh.
That's horrible. But then you would discover that actually it was our terrible
it's
rat we
love.
Made.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, they're just weird shitters. And I was like, no, actually, your parents don't shit anus to anus to create one human shit. It's this rat that's somehow worse.
It's funny to just like see the shit and not accuse your parents. Just you're like, oh, that's nice. They shat together and just step over cuties. It and go have breakfast. Yeah, but yeah. So if you found all these shits all over your house, eventually, I guess you would find that it was this terrible rat we've made, and then
yeah.
Kill it, I guess,
Jackson.
With a shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to.
Well, the worst thing you could do, because, like, obviously, like, when
breed
you kill
it.
A rat or
yeah.
mouse with a rat or mouse trap, you still have to pick up the
touch
rat
it.
Or the mouse.
Yeah.
So picking up a rat by its tail and it's spinning in the air and revealing its underside, which is all butthole, I think that would probably be enough. Like, I have a pretty strong stomach. I think that seeing a rat that was all butthole and dead with a broken neck or spine...
Mm-hmm.
Would upset me
lot.
Enough that I might go, bleh!
Do you think you get tricked by a mousetrap?
No.
Oh, cheese. What kind of cheese?
Let's say just like a nice bit of brie. But like it's a human, like it's made for you.
Wait. Yes, but not for the reason that you think. Well, the reason you very much think.
No, I think the reason is Dusha reckons he can get it.
Yes.
Dusha has the confidence. Course. Of a man who reckons he can beat the human equivalent of a mousetrap.
We've got to try this. We've got to get like a full-on one of those fucked up old mousetraps. What do you think? You're quick enough? Strong enough?
I think I'd be able to outsmart it would be my problem. I'd be like, all right.
How are you outsmarting the mousetrap?
Big stick.
Big stick. I guess that does make sense.
I honestly thought for a second Zoe said his dick, and I was like, what has my dick got anything to do with being smart? In fact, it kind of makes me dumb. Having a dick makes me stupid. The problem. Many of my life problems can be summed up by the fact that me having a dick makes me stupid.
I thought you were thinking that Zoe was like, he'll use his dick, and the idea of you being like, I can figure this mousetrap out. Just mouse trapping your cock. We're like, what?
Why didn't it work?
What do you think you outwitted here? Yeah.
Guys, you think it didn't work, but this is actually good for me.
It's all part of my plan. This is how I win.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad to imagine.
Setting up the mousetrap. Yeah. Mm. Setting up the mousetrap from a distance seems pretty easy.
Yeah. Just throw a rock at it or whatever. Yeah. What about
like smarter mousetrap?
I sell mousetraps at the place that I work. Would you like me to get one of the high-fangled ones to see if you can outsmart it?
I think I would love to see that. I would love to see Joel Dusha try and outsmart a mousetrap because there are multiple different kinds.
Yeah.
There's also that kind that's like, it's like a more humane one where it's on a bit of an angle and you go in and then it tips and the mouse gets trapped in there.
Yeah.
That's a
still
classic.
Gets the food, lives, you take it outside, you let it out, it comes back into your house, and you're like, at least this is a little fun thing.
I should have killed it. That's what you think. Or like those traps that, I think mostly they used to trap alligators or whatever, but it's like a big cage that you walk in. I think I could get trapped by a lobster trap, because like, you know those ones where you're like, the lobster goes in but he can't come out? Like, I imagine if I picked it up and I'm like, oh, there's clams in this. I can put my hand in. Oh, as Zoe demonstrated, my head. Oh, there's clams in here. Sweet.
Face first.
Oh, it's not coming off for some reason.
Jackson, do you like clams?
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Not to eat. I do like them like as guys, but I don't like them to eat.
I just stick my head in here to say hello to the fellas.
My friends.
Watching me walk down into the ocean and then walk back out again like 30 seconds later with a big lobster trap on my head. You pull this off me?
That's not how it works.
Well, how does it work?
I put my head in to say hello to the Fowlers.
I wanted to say hello to the clams in here, but
I didn't want to eat them. I just like them as guys.
I do. Clams
They're
are great.
Not happy They're... that I'm here.
They're opening and spitting or whatever happened.
Whatever clams do.
My first thought then to get rid of the clams was just to shake my head around, but I imagine that would just lacerate my face.
Yeah, you're just going to hit yourself in the face with clams.
You're getting stuck in a lobster cage.
Yeah. How do you get out of a lobster cage then, if you get your head stuck in there?
There's probably a release.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And I also think that if it can't close, then it doesn't lock.
Oh, yeah, that's also true. You're probably fine. You can probably just pull it off.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Yeah, you're just wearing a big hat.
I am cleverer than a lobster. It must be, you know.
It must be stated that I, Jason Bailey, are cleverer than a lobster.
I are cleverer than a lobster.
I are cleverer.
There's like, so like, what, humans are what, like the third or is it second most intelligent animal on Earth or whatever?
I think we're the first.
What about dolphins or whatever?
No one else invented roads.
I don't think dolphins are smarter than people.
I think that's the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that you're thinking of, mate.
Maybe. And also, I think what I'm actually confusing it with is, like, humans are number one, and whatever animal I'm thinking of is number two.
Yeah. Monkeys? But, Rosie, you put us nearly at three.
Yeah.
Dolphins, crows, humankind.
Yeah.
Whenever you see a crow, you're like, thank you for letting us live in your society, sir. Pretty fucked up we keep these dolphins in, like, you know, tanks and stuff.
They are overlords and it's what they like.
They can outsmart us.
It's so funny as well. Like,
keep them caged.
How do you keep them in there? What do you mean? Well, how do they? You stop them from, like, figuring their way out? They're dolphins. What are you saying? Ah. Scary to think that it could just as easily be you in there, right?
I can't swim.
What happened to your... What are you doing there, Zoe? Why did you get a lisp all of a sudden?
I was chewing on something. I was chewing on a bit of fingernail and it came out as I was saying that. So it was more of a spit.
Ah.
Yeah, cool, cool.
There should be more spitting in Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, great. We should end every show by just spitting on each other. I mean, obviously we can't spit. Do you reckon you would rather live in a zoo, an aquarium, or like a safari park?
Okay, so before I answer that, incredible to know that every single word Jackson's face looked like he had to go directly into his mind archive to find the word he meant. Like, I don't even think you knew what you were saying. You said zoo first, and then aquarium you struggled with, and then I can't even remember what the third thing was. He said safari.
Safari park. Because I was... Let me walk...
A zoo, I guess.
Can I walk you through the mental arithmetic that happened in my brain? Zoo! I took a little bit, but I got there. That's what I meant to say, okay?
Yeah.
Aquarium did take me a little bit longer, but that's because I was thinking, what's the third one, as I was saying, aquarium? And what was tripping me up is that there is no third one. Because I was like, zoo, land, aquarium, sea. And then I was like, the third one.
An atrium, air.
Air, yeah, I guess an atrium with all the birds. Well, see, because also my brain didn't go atrium, I was trying to figure out what we call a bug park. Mm-hmm. And I realized that's
butterfly
not a thing.
Enclosure.
Then my brain went to museum, which was so left field from what we were talking. No animals are kept at the museum, and then I settled on safari park somehow.
Uh-huh.
So maybe of those five options, which one would you like to live in?
I'm going to go museum.
Bug park.
Okay. Let's explore both in turn. Dusha, where would you like to live at the museum? In the skeletons or...
What do you mean in the skeletons? Well, yeah, just mix it up. The skeleton lives in me, but now I live in him.
Oh, you like a turducken of man.
Yeah, it's skeleton man skeleton.
So are you in the skeleton of a larger man, and then inside you, of course, is a skeleton.
Also, turducken is famously three things, but this is just two guys in.
Oh,
I'm just in a guy
sandwich.
Yeah, actually, it's a bone sandwich.
It's actually a douche sandwich. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. Doesn't matter what the bread is.
Yeah, nobody calls it a bread sandwich. That's okay.
That's true. Maybe I should start being like, can I grab a bread sandwich? And I'll be like,
You're going to get a lot of bad sandwiches, man. You're going to be eating three slices of bread being like, this is funny.
I love it.
This actually isn't what, because every single sandwich is a bread sandwich because you say, oh, I was almost a whatever sandwich, but actually,
I'll be sitting there eating my fucking salami on rye being like, yeah, funny, dude. You're enjoying your three slices of bread.
I'm chirping a salami. That would be funny too.
Nice and dry for you?
This is what I wanted. Well, they
Jackson,
have toast.
If I gave you a sandwich, if I gave you a sandwich where I just buttered both sides of this slice of bread that's the filling, and you'd probably claim this was a nice sandwich.
The best sandwich. Let me describe the best sandwich.
Oh, you're going to talk about a toast sandwich?
No. Well, toast sandwiches are hilarious. Why are you doing that, British people? Why are you having toast sandwiches? No. So butter two slices of bread, okay?
Yep.
But then put them non-butter side down together and then eat the sandwich like that, fingers in the butter. So you got butter on the top and the bottom, but not in the middle. A reverse sandwich, I suppose, in many ways, that is.
A sandwich ways. Inception.
Yeah. Could you do that on how the other side as well? Salami, salami, lettuce, lettuce, bread, bread.
How is that Inception?
Oh, it's a sandwich within a sandwich.
Well, no, it's not. No, it isn't.
Tenet? You mean Tenet sandwich?
I don't care. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't think it's a Tenet sandwich.
It sounds
sandwich
like Zoe.
Either.
That maybe you said a thing without thinking about its consequences and maybe didn't think if that joke made any sense. Hey?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That's how your bread
Dusha,
sandwich.
That's
Dusha.
How this show operates. I say dumb, some people laugh.
That is the hope. That is the hope of Shut Up a Second is that what we're saying is amusing enough to get us by one more week. You know what I mean? Okay, well, Zoe, in the bug park, how would you live there?
Well, a bug park isn't a thing.
Okay, yes.
So in my mind, it's me standing in a shoebox of bugs you've collected.
Okay.
A bug park!
Do you like bugs?
Yeah, that seems gross.
I like some bugs.
Are you scared of any bugs?
I don't like spiders.
Well, I wouldn't count them.
I'm not a huge fan of moths.
Okay, well, if I was collecting bugs, it would probably be like worm, beetle,
worms, not a bug.
It's enough of a bug.
It's enough.
No, worm is not enough
of
a bug.
If I had a handful of beetles and ants and crickets and there were some worms in there and I said, look at all these bugs, you would be like, that's fair enough, Jackson Bailey.
You wouldn't
great
be
bugs.
Like, worms don't count because worms are something else, if not bugs.
Or would you be like, pointing your finger in there and being like, what's this then, Jackson? What's this? You calling this a fucking bug?
Yeah, if a worm isn't a bug, what is a worm?
Surely it's like a mollusk or something, right?
Well, I think a worm is a worm because there's different types of worm.
Yeah, but there are different types of butterflies, dude, and they're bugs.
I've just Googled what is a worm. Let's find out. Okay, asking the big question. This is just telling me what a worm isn't.
Oh, worms are invertebrates.
They are. This says they're animals.
Google, is worm a bug?
We did.
No, Jackson Googled what is a worm.
Is worm a bug? This just says no. Worms are not insects. This is not use. They're invertebrates.
They're bugs.
They're invertebrates.
That's what I said.
Bugs is a catch-all term.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're in the same category. Weirdly enough, they're in the same category as legless burrowing lizards, apparently.
What? Oh. That's crazy. What's a mustelid?
I don't know.
It's like a weasel. Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's just a word that I had knocking around in my head. I wanted some clarification on. Worms, I guess, aren't bugs. That's fine. Yeah. When I was imagining a bug park, Zoe,
Hang on. No. Let's not move on yet. You were going to say worms aren't, spiders aren't bugs, but you were going to say worms are bugs. That was a hill you were like, that's my beliefs.
That's absolutely.
That's fucked up.
Because the spiders, it's like a whole different guy. Whereas bugs.
No, spiders are arachnids.
Yeah, exactly.
But worms are worms.
Yeah, but we're making it different now. We're taking the goalpost and we're like, boop, 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 over there.
Lucky I'm great at kicking goals, no matter where the goalposts are. That's
I don't even think I moved the goalposts. I think the goalposts started ridiculous distances apart. I was like, let's play a game of soccer. And you were like, Jackson, that goalpost is in the creek and the other's on the highway. I was like, yeah
that's a
worms
big goal.
Are bugs.
That's easy. Yeah, funny about that. Worms are bugs. What do you mean they're not bugs? Spiders aren't bugs. Worms are bugs.
Worms are bugs.
Spiders are bugs.
No,
spiders
well,
aren't bugs.
A bug is apparently a small insect. So spiders aren't insects.
Is a
so
spider
they're not
bugs.
Spiders
are
insects. Oh, no, they're arachnids.
They're arachnids, yeah. Exactly.
No, I just caught myself, though. I caught myself being stupid. I got it.
Figured it out. Yeah, spiders. Yes.
People also ask, is spider a bug? Yes or no? Demand the answers. No.
Is spider a bug? Yes or no? Has such a threatening aura. Is spider
yes
a bug?
Or no.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? Yes.
You got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3,
I
2, 1.
I kill your family.
I will shoot your son in the top of his skull.
Yeah.
If you do not tell me in 3 seconds, are spiders a bug? Yes or no?
I will make your adult son eat this gun unless you tell me whether or not a spider is a bug or not.
Your adult son, Jeff, who turned 25 today,
no,
is going to be sucking on lead bullets from this here gun. If you do not answer this question in the next 3 seconds, are spiders a bug, yes or no?
It's so funny to imagine like someone being held for ransom and the ransomers just keep on referring to it as adult son. Like, yeah. If I was the parents, I'd be like, you can just say son. I know. What are you implying?
Your adult son. We were expecting a boy, but what we got was an adult man.
We have your adult son with us. Also, if it's my adult son, he can get himself out of that problem. Yeah. Okay. You're an adult. Okay? Timothy, get out of there. Timothy Chalamet is my adult
son. Of course.
Get out of there and get on the set of Dune 2, Timothy, okay?
I think the most adult son name in the world is comic book writer or illustrator Geoff Johns.
Yes, that's the biggest adult son name possible. That man was born an adult son.
Yeah, this is my 35-year-old adult son, Geoff Johns.
Absolutely.
He wrote or illustrated Kingdom Come, I think.
That's all sad, right,
good
that
on Geoff Johns.
your own adult son. He wrote a comic book or a book or a novel or a magazine.
He's not my favorite kid, I'm going to be honest.
Geoff Johns. He was a DC guy. He did a thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it'd be quite liberating to find out you weren't your parents' favorite child. You know, if they were like, we've ranked you, you know your place in the world.
Well,
that
Jackson,
would be nice.
Was it liberating? Hey,
what's up? Yeah. It's funny we say adult son, but we don't say child son. What's that about?
Small boy.
We have your child son. They're like, why are you saying
Geoff
child?
Johns,
like, could be an adult.
Sadly, my adult son, Geoff Johns, didn't write Kingdom Come, but he did write 3 Jokers, so he's still kicking goals.
He's good on him. Good on your adult son.
I'm proud of Geoff Johns.
You got an adult son, Geoff Johns. I got an adult son, Timothy Chalamet. And
I think my adult son also works in the movie industry, but was like borderline cancelled recently, so that's exciting.
All right.
My adult
classic
son.
Adult son move.
Everybody wants to have sex with my adult son. Yeah. pretty pleased as punch about that.
Yeah. My adult son, I believe, is friends with Joss Whedon.
That can't be good.
That can't be good.
My adult son, Geoff Johns, worked very heavily in the DCEU and I think was a piece of shit. Classic
my
adult son move.
My adult son.
Yeah.
Looks like if you made an insect a man. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, he does.
I couldn't pick my adult son out of a crowd of 10 people.
That's so good,
you
dude.
Just gotta pick the man who looks most like just a man.
Yeah. Oh, wow, he looks like an adult son.
Oh, my God.
He looks so much like an adult son. Wow. Wow.
I recommend... Oh, my God, my adult son, Geoff Johns, has exited DC Entertainment. Mm.
I love this image of Geoff Johns where he's... It's his official DC Comics, like... profile picture on their website. Let me share my screen with you and show you because
yes,
it's
always
awesome.
Wearing a baseball cap.
it's this one.
That's his old son.
He's reaching out with one hand as if to invite
hither.
You somewhere. It's so good. And he's wearing like a leather jacket and a baseball cap.
Hey Jackson, awesome. I just want to quickly ask something because you pulled up your you're sharing a screen with me.
Yeah.
And Zoe, I don't know if you can see this, but Jackson has like favorited tabs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of them make sense.
Yeah.
A lot of them are work related.
Yeah.
And if you just look at second from the right, Zoe, it's my Twitch channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel special.
Get all my friends' Twitch channels that are active. Adam's over here. So Adam's is hidden.
Mine is before yours for some reason.
Well, it's not. I'm not ranking them.
I mean, if you did.
I thought you were going to point out the fact that I have a railway map of London and the poem Claire de Lune from Wikipedia favorited up here.
Can you open up Claire de Lune?
Yeah, of course.
Let's read it together.
Okay. Three, two, one. Your soul is a chosen landscape. Where charming masquerades and dances are promenading. Playing the lute and dancing, and almost sad beneath their fantastic disguises.
While singing in a minor key of victorious love and the pleasant life, they seem not to believe their own happiness, and their song blends with the light of the moon.
With the sad and beautiful life of the moon, which sets the birds in the trees dreaming, and makes the fountain sob with ecstasy.
I said foundations, not fountains. Whoops.
The splendor water streams along the marble statues.
That was beautiful.
Could somebody do me a favor and set that to the piece of music, Claire de Lune? Debussy's Claire de Lune, so that in his grave he can be like, I died twice.
Jackson, I've got a really, really important question. Jackson, who needs their Debussy at?
Whoever sets that to the song Claire de Lune needs their Debussy at, because they've done me a great service.
Yeah.
Do you reckon if you made that joke to Debussy, he'd have laughed or gotten it?
I think without context, not great.
Probably not.
Probably not, Debussy. Jack, gotta admit.
You need your Debussy-ate. And he's like, what the fuck? Huh? And I'm like, a bussy's a boy pussy. Debussy! And then he'd laugh. Then he'd get it.
No, then he'd have to explain what a pussy is. I don't think that slang's hit yet.
He'd be like a cat.
Let's find out.
Debussy, okay. I'm tired of talking to you.
When was Debussy happening? Like the 80s?
Debussy happened from 1862 to 1918. And by happened, I mean those are the years he was alive.
Beautiful. So bust out, when did pussy become slang for a pussy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to just quickly go private browsing because I am logged into Sans Pants' thing and I don't want Joel Zammit's computer.
The earliest appearance of the word pussy occurred
to mean a vagina.
Yeah, in the late 1500s, when an English pamphleteer named Philip Stubbs used it to refer to a woman in a non-sexual manner. Oh, okay.
No.
He said, No, it maketh no manner these things, so long as he have his pretty pussy to huggle, for that is the only thing he desireth. There you go.
Ah, non-sexual manner.
1600s, though, was the first use of it for a vagina.
Vagina. So Debussy knew what pussy means.
Yeah, he would have known exactly what a pussy meant.
Actually, yeah, can you just quickly Google, Jackson, while you've got that open, first ever use of bussy?
Yeah, okay.
That's relatively frequent, though. Or did it only frequently become mainstream?
Well, that's true, because a lot of things, like as in, for example, the song No Children by Mountain Goats was released on a like late 90s, early 2000s album, yet has recently resurged very heavily on TikTok.
Because the cats do the little dance.
Yeah.
1992, apparently, is the first use of pussy. 1992. Yeah, bussy.
Bussy. Good.
Bussy. Apparently, look, it was used pre-internet by the LGBTQ community, but nobody can properly date it. But the first online use... 1992. They don't have a month. Oh, I wish they could get it down to the minute. That would be the dream.
Well, that's crazy.
Using the first word of bussy.
Bussy.
So that means it happened like our entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Bussy has existed.
Bussy has existed.
That's true. We've lived, yeah, that's not, as far as we know.
We've lived a bussyful life.
We have lived bussyful lives here today. That's incredible. We should be proud. That's proud.
I am.
Jackson, would you call it evanescence?
I would say it's evanescence, yeah.
And welcome today to today's special guest, whatever his name is, Claude Debussy, the effervescent Claude Debussy.
Well, yeah, hey, somebody put us doing Claire de Lune to music, and that'll be great.
Hang on, what does Claire de Lune sound like? I definitely
It's beautiful.
Know it.
It's a beautiful piece of music.
That's why Jackson has it bookmarked as the third thing on his bookmarks.
That is actually the poem which Debussy was inspired by to write the piece of music, Claire de Lune.
Okay, so I started playing it, and it was an ad immediately, and I was like, this isn't sick. Beautiful, Good. But then I was just confused. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you, Jackson. Dun,
dun, dun, Jackson dun. Will sing it for us.
I will sing you the piece of... I'll sing. Are you listening to Debussy's Claire de Lune?
Joel Debussy I'm trying Boucher? To. That's I'm a watching great piece it. Of music. Okay, so I found a YouTube video where it's set out kind of like Guitar Hero.
Fuck yeah. Brown and Debussy.
Wait, what? Guys.
What?
On Claude Debussy, Claire de Lune, right? A YouTube. It's like a piece. It's uploaded to YouTube by Channel 3 YouTube. In the comments, somebody named Mr. Tortilla has been logging every single day of his life. And he's up to day 8, 385. What the fuck?
What do you mean logging every day? What? What do you
day
mean?
Day 355 was better than yesterday. Finished a 2-hour art commission for my friend.
He's writing a diary
in the comment section.
Day 372. Today was all right. Better than yesterday. Although I couldn't communicate as much as I had hoped to these past couple of days. I got some pretty good tests. What the hell? He started journaling Wednesday, 6th of October. No, wait. I don't know. I don't know what I've stumbled upon,
Are they recent, though? Like, or was this something that happened, like, 10 years ago?
1 month ago was the most... No, sorry. Most recent one was 6 days ago.
Oh, why did he stop 6 days ago?
Someone else is doing it in the chat. Multiple people are using the comment section of this YouTube video as a diary.
How many views does the video have?
It has, quite a few.
Because people are getting there to log in to talk about their diaries.
Are we talking millions or are we talking like 10,000?
Hang on, here. I'll share the
Stop.
Whole thing with
Why
you.
Why are you always sharing screens with us? Just use your words. You're scared to say a number out loud.
Yeah, I don't. 70, I'm scared
79
to do it right.
million.
So, quite a few people. And then look, Mr. Tortilla's doing it. But then if you go further down, I promise there were more.
Okay.
Oh, no, I feel insane. There we go.
Yeah, there's another guy.
Anyway.
This is weird.
This was a crazy thing to stumble across.
Yeah, but, like, they've got lots... Some of them, like, has 1.4K likes.
I don't know what the hell this is.
But also,
God bless him, frankly. Yeah. Katie
Cat.
Must
be a meme.
I wore it's a skeleton a hoodie meme, I made Jackson. Yesterday. Yeah. I'm getting out of here.
Wait,
I'm...
skeleton hoodie? What's the name of the song?
It is... Claire de Lune.
Claire de Lune.
Yeah. By Claude Debussy.
Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah, Debussy.
I might be able to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
This sounds like an annoying scene thing.
Maybe. Anyway, I'm boggled. I'm truly boggled by what I'm seeing. It just goes on for so long. It's a lot of high school kids, I think. Look. I'm backing out. I'm calling it.
I'm happy to not explore this more. I'm going to be honest. Maybe we should let the listeners.
Exactly. If you want to do some
take it on.
Hey, Jackson, you know how everyone, I'm so sorry. This is a throwback to a different podcast on the Sans Pants Radio Network. Mm-hmm. But there's an arrangement of Claire de Lune.
Yeah.
By Debussy.
By Debussy.
No, arranged by the Punch Brothers.
What? That's crazy. Is it
in 2015? Oh no!
Is it a reference? We gotta get out of this Debussy hole, gang. We gotta get out of this Debussy hole right now. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
And I have been Joel Dusha. And the Punch Brothers band formed in 2006. We stole from them; they didn't steal from us.
Thank goodness. Everybody go out there, get your Debussy eat. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
God bless. See you in hell.